This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today, I'm happy to welcome guest reviewer Suzanne Wise. Suzanne is the executive director of the Nebraska Arts Council and an avid reader. Suzanne, welcome to All About Books.
Thank you, Pat. It's good to see you.
Now, what book did you bring along today?
I brought along The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman.
What is it all about?
Well, it's a nonfiction book, and it's by an author who writes a lot of science books, but she also writes books on health. She's done articles in National Geographic. Mm-hmm. I tend to like books by authors that kind of explain the wonders of science to me, not being a scientist myself. Mm-hmm. So I gravitate towards books like this, especially if they're well written, and I think this one is very well written. The premise is that she starts with a riff on bird brains.
Oh, okay, dope.
You know, that the bird brain is kind of a word phrase we use when we think people are not very smart. But in reality, birds have really complex brains. What I didn't realize is that they're very different from ours.
They've sort of evolved in a different path, is my understanding.
They have. Birds don't have a cortex, which for mammals, a cortex is really the seat of smarts, basically. And so I think there was an assumption that everything birds did was purely instinctual.
And maybe inferior in some way.
Yes, exactly. Plus the fact they're small. I mean, mm-hmm. usually you equate a large brain with smarts, as you do with mammals like ourselves, dolphins, etc. However, they're just wired differently. And scientists really didn't know this until relatively recently. So she starts with that, and you're already going, aha. Mm-hmm. And then she gives us a series of chapters on how birds are smart.
What are a few examples of those, Suzanne?
Well, they make tools.
Mm-hmm.
They have some of the species have very complex social structures. My personal favorite as an art historian is that pigeons can tell the difference between different art forms. In other words, they can recognize cubist paintings as being different from impressionist paintings.
And I'm guessing that that involves also a scientist who had to think through how will we test for whether a pigeon can distinguish one kind of art from another.
That's exactly right. And to me, that is one of the key elements of this book. The creativity of scientists, and how mm-hmm. they construct these tests to analyze these premises that they're coming up with. And as someone who is not wired that way myself, just reading her descriptions of how they construct these tests and experiments was fascinating to me.
To what degree does Jennifer Ackerman insert herself into this story?
She does have a personal element to it. Mm-hmm. She talks about some of her own experiences, and I think that's what makes it accessible. I mean, it's not dryly written. She has a sense of humor that is hers mm-hmm. that comes out in the book. And she gives a lot of personal examples of her thinking and her observations. So that coupled with the science, coupled with her own wonder mm-hmm. about these various birds, I think makes it a very charming read.
Well, who was the audience for this book?
I think the audience is anyone that is curious about the natural world. It's always been my observation that the best nonfiction writers that write about complex subjects like the sciences, they have to do it in a very accessible way. And actually, I think that's the hardest kind of writing, is to write something simply enough that the audience can grasp it and get the gist of it. I mean, they don't have to go and dive deep into the science of it. But if you understand the surface of it, that engages you. And I think that's difficult writing to do well. And she does it well.
And I was going to say, I think Jennifer Ackerman is known for that kind of writing, mm-hmm. as somebody who reveals scientific concepts as well as observations of the world itself.
I agree. And, you know, we have other writers. I mean, I think of John Janovy here mm-hmm. in Nebraska who sure. has that ability. John McPhee is another one that thoroughly captured me on his book about the geology of Wyoming and tectonic plate theory.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
Now, do you find yourself looking at birds differently?
I do, because she has a chapter about adaptability. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the more adaptable a species is, the more likely they're going to survive in this environment. And so she talks a lot about the common English sparrow, which, of course, is just ubiquitous everywhere. And then again, going back to our friend the pigeon, mm-hmm. which most of us tend to dismiss. And I find myself looking at them differently. I mean, both of those species are very adaptable, as you find when you're reading the book. And so I'm not quite as dismissive.
Ah.
I just left the office yesterday and was stepping off the curb. And there was this grease spot in the street, and I disturbed a little flock of sparrows, and they flew off. And, of course, before I read the book, I thought, oh, those stupid little sparrows, why are they pecking around in a grease spot? Well, after reading this book, it's like they're adapting. They're testing mm-hmm. whether or not the grain or whatever it was scattered on this grease spot was good to eat. And I love that different perspective that it gave me.
How did you come across the genius of birds?
Well, my late husband was a bird watcher, mm-hmm. and so I kind of caught the bug, as it were. And so just seeing the title, and I have to admit, you know, again, being a visual arts person, I saw a photo of the cover of the book, which has a beautiful rendering. I believe it's a scrub jay. And that captured me right away.
It is a beautiful cover with that scrub jay.
Yes.
Absolutely. What do you usually read?
I can't say I usually read anything, Pat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I range from articles in The New Yorker to nonfiction like this to my secret read is thrillers and mysteries of various types. I'm kind of into Scandinavian noir mysteries. As far as that goes, histories, I like biographies. I'm pretty much brought across the range.
That is a wide range of reading.
Yeah.
How does your work with the Nebraska Arts Council impact your reading life?
That's a really interesting question because, of course, for the Arts Council, I'm always reading about the impact the arts have on arts education and our culture. Those kinds of articles and books. So when I go home, I actually do the opposite. I don't necessarily read that much about the arts, although I have to admit if it's a biography about an artist or there's a particularly interesting theory or exhibition about art, mm-hmm. I obviously read those. But I tend to kind of gravitate things like The Genius of Birds. I don't know. It just makes a balance, I guess.
Suzanne, thanks for being my guest today.
Pat, it's been my pleasure.
The book Suzanne reviewed is The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.